This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, here we are. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler. Where are we at here? 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Celebrate Christmas in July with us, Odyssey and Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. Invite you to join Stuff the Doghouse. On July 13th and 14th, drive through and donate pet supplies at Harps, North Side, or East Side locations. Help make a difference for our furry friends. Items to donate include dry dog, puppy food, treats, and more. Visit the events page at 937thefan.com for the full list. And also, listen to Starkey every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. on the 937thefan.com contesting page, and I think we have the general on.
We do.
And that, of course, is our time to... Hello, first of all, how are you doing this morning, sir?
Fantastic. How about you, Mr. Zeiss?
I cannot complain. I am getting ready to have a couple days off, so that's good.
Nice.
I'm finally joining the Joe train, where you just take days off. And
there you go.
Let's go.
Let's hope the Bucks send you off with a couple of wins.
Yeah, hopefully. So anyway, we've got your card of the week. City Limits, do you have a guess for what this week's card of the week might be?
Yeah, let me think here. We're getting close to the All-Star game. We say Paul Skeens all the time, and he's back in the All-Star game. It could be Paul Skeens, but I'm going to go with Brian Reynolds, the other Pirates All-Star.
Well, Brian Reynolds is certainly a great guess. Given, you know, that he's the other All-Star on the Pirates, I'll go a different way. How about an Aaron Judge?
Very good guesses. We're staying in-house, going away from Paul Skeens for a week, but we're going to honor Brian Reynolds.
Nope.
Not only is he an All-Star this year, also on a little bit of a roll, another bomb last night. We got a Topps Chrome Platinum certified autograph Brian Reynolds card.
Well, there you have it. I mean, and so I think that now that is that would that be a card? Is that a card that you think he can continue to get better and better and better? Maybe adds value to that card?
Oh, I think so. And an All-Star appearance does nothing but help. Like we talked about Skeens last week, as hot as his cards have been from the time he got announced to be an All-Star, they've tripled in popularity. So We can't even keep them. We line the cases in the morning, and by the end of the day, they're gone. So same could be very well true for Brian Reynolds. Let's hope he has a good show in the All-Star game. And more importantly, finishes up the first half strong. People like this one. It has a certified autograph on it. Kind of a decent rare card. I'm sure the listeners will enjoy.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think that'll be a lot of that'll be a lot of fun. Do you find that, like, for instance, when the Pirates are doing well, the value of their cards go, you know, the people want more of their cards?
Definitely. The demand definitely goes up. Like, we don't change the prices, but it's interesting. As a long-suffering Pirate fan, I love when people go to that part of the store because the Steelers get their due all the time, as do the Penguins. Pirate fans are desperate to have something to root for, and it's really fun. Skeen's leading the way, but it's fun that there is a pent-up demand that's being released on Pirate merchandise. Have you ever noticed when you go to the games in the past, everybody has a jersey on, but it would be like Van Slyke or Kendall, like former Pirates, Bonds. Now you go to the games and you see Skeen's jerseys and Reynolds jerseys, meaning that the fans are becoming more contemporary in their support, which is awesome. Same is true in memorabilia.
Yeah, well, again, I think that it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks to the trade deadline. General, as always, sure. Great stuff. Thank you so much for
appreciate
joining.
Appreciate it.
And
thank you, guys.
The card of the week, Brian Reynolds. So you were right.
Have a good week.
Yep, we'll see you. You were right, City Limits.
Yeah, I had a feeling that it was probably that direction that Jeff was going to go in. Because Skeens is the card of the week seemingly probably every 3 weeks. And Brian Reynolds has deserved a 25-game hitting streak, autographed card, pretty cool for the card of the week.
I think that was probably a layup for you because that's who I was going to guess.
I kind of figured that.
If I went first, that's who I was going to guess. So when you said him, I said, well, I got to come up with someone different. Really, the only other guy on the Pirates that's even, you know, a Rowdy Tellez. I mean, what would his card bring? I don't know. I guess I could have gone with Rowdy Tellez, but I figured Aaron Judge, since he seems to be one everybody's talking about with respect to the All-Star game, right? I mean, people want to see Skeens versus Judge.
Did you see the shirt that Derek Shelton was wearing in the postgame
yesterday?
Yeah,
something about, what was it again, Sexy or something, Big Sexy?
Rowdy Tellez, Big Sexy.
Yes.
With a picture of Tellez pointing to the dugout rounding third.
Right. Again, anytime you have a big guy like that, you know, he can become a folk hero quickly if he hits well and runs and, you know, he does the thing where he points to his stomach or whatever it is. I mean, I think he's a guy, honestly, if he were to continue to do what he's doing, you know, he would become like a legitimate certified fan favorite around here.
He already has.
But again, I think he's still a couple of bad at-bats and a bad week away from being booed again, just because I think people here have very, very, very short memories.
Oh, I don't know about being booed. I don't think they're going to boo him again in a week. That's not going to happen.
I don't know. I'm telling you.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let him have that first homestand back after the All-Star break where, you know, let him have four days where his at-bats are terrible. I'm telling you, the fans turn on you quickly around here.
Now, are fans booing Michael A. Taylor right now?
Well, he's not relevant. Yes, they are actually. When he failed to get bunts down, they booed him.
Rowdy Tellez was being booed like Matt Canada.
Right.
Like he's turned from a Matt Canada like figure to a folk hero in a month and a half.
That's because Rowdy Tellez put a target on his back.
Right, and you don't think that that's been forgiven based off what he's done in the last month and a half?
I think it's one of those things where
he washes things out.
No, I think if he goes 5 or 6 games in a row and he's bad and he has bad at bats and he bounces into double plays and strikes out, yeah, I think the boos could return.
Yeah, I think it would take a lot for the boos to return, especially
we'll
in full force that they were. I don't think it's going to get back to that.
We're going to see. I guess he's going to go through some stretches where he doesn't hit very well.
Well, that's baseball.
It is.
You hit 300, you're a great player.
That's my point. It's baseball.
He's going to hit a couple bad stretches, and I think that the fans in Pittsburgh are a lot of great, intelligent fans.
No, they're not.
Some are not.
They're not.
Some
are not. They're not.
I don't think they're going to boo them.
I think that they have a short memory. They're miserable when it comes to the Pirates, and anytime there's anything negative that happens with the Pirates, they are ready to jump off the ship. So I disagree with you 100%.
I'm not saying that the fan base is like, you know, complete baseball analytic nerds or anything like that. But I think they realize that Tellez, based off what he's done in the last month and a half, has reshaped everything.
Exactly.
I just can't see the huge amount of boos.
Well, he's still going good.
Texter says that Taylor was booed when he got picked off third base on Friday's game. I can't confirm that. I was there.
He was booed. Taylor is also to the point where he's irrelevant, is he?
No, he's not.
I mean, he's just not relevant. Now, Rowdy Tellez, here's the thing. He's only 29 years old. I mean, if he continues to do what he's doing for the rest of the season, would you sign him to a 3-year deal?
Not a 3-year deal. I'd bring him back on a 1-year deal.
Why not 3? Two years.
Because of what he did last year.
2 seasons.
Very inconsistent. And it was somebody who, I mean, yes, was signed pretty early in the offseason. But was he a hot commodity? No. Could you do better than Rowdy Tellez at first base? I think so.
Well.
So now a 3-year deal I think is ludicrous.
I don't know. I don't know that it, maybe 3 is a little too much, but I think you could give him a 2-year deal. That would solve your first base for 2 years. It would give you the opportunity. You say we have 2 years now to identify our first base of the future. And then you live with it for whatever reason.
Well, if I'm the Pirates, I try to draft my first baseman of the future in the first round this year. That's a story for probably another day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's available and who's not. I'm just saying it's one of those things where I would like to see them not have to every single year go out and dumpster dive to try and find lightning in a bottle with whoever they sign at first base.
Right. No, I agree with that.
To me, if he does what he continues to do, I think that you go from – he's only 29 years old. You give him a 2-year deal. That gives us 2 years to identify whoever we're going to have as our first baseman. And you go from there. The Pirates right now have 5 guys in their lineup, by the way, who are above average OPS plus. Connor, Joe, McCutchen, Nick Gonzalez, Cruz, and Reynolds. The 5 you would suspect. Tellez is almost there. He's at 98, but then the rest of this group is way, way below what they should be. Not that that's the only stat that matters, but it is, you know, it is a telling stat in some ways.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.